a Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats, and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at egoforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. Find a dealer near you at STIGuns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
An amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm going to give you an update on the willow real quick. The willow is something I found based upon some recommendations made to me. I have this concern that I'm not able to do some of the things I need to be able to do. Primarily due to my joints. And, you know, 53 years old, what do I expect? Pain. They told us in the military, pain is your friend because you know you're alive if you're in pain. Well, over the course of time with my joints, I apparently have been really alive. I mean, I've been living. And sometimes living that way is just not quite as much fun. So then I get this opportunity to go do something, and I'm afraid I can't do it. You know, this training for fourth generational warfare, jumping over things, vaulting over things, rolling over things, landing on my knees. I'm concerned with it. I'm going to go try it anyway. So I start working out and everything else. And then I realize that no matter how much weight I lose, and no matter how much good shape I get in as far as the way I look, I'm not doing anything for the joints. So then, you know, I'm talking to people, and somebody recommends the Willow MD. Now, I'm not one of these guys that gets out there and says, oh, this is the thing. This is exactly what you need to have. And they're not even a sponsor of mine. I've got a banner on the website because I believe in it, but they're not even a sponsor of mine. Now, prior to the Willow, okay, I had recurring pain in one shoulder where I tore a rotator cuff when I was in the Army. I've got trigger finger in both hands. I've got both knees. One left knee is really shot. Right knee is partially shot. Doing things like standing up from a chair. Like getting up from this during one of the breaks. Getting up from this chair. Were painful. Gripping a gun and firing a gun was painful. Most of these maladies, you know, over time, they have surgery that they can do for these things. Like, for the trigger finger, I could go in and I just have these permanent indentations in my palm, which, you know, I don't have any palm modeling jobs coming up, but I don't want that. I've managed to live my life without ever having been operated on for anything yet, except having an arm surgically rebroken. But I want to do what I want to do. I want to be able to play with my dog. I have this new puppy that's an Australian Shepherd. This dog is an X Games dog. This dog is aerobatic, fast. I'm going to try to teach him how to play Frisbee. But I'm going to have to be able to move left and right to do all that stuff. And I was very concerned that those days were done. I was concerned that my rapid movement left and right and forward and backwards was done. That I was either going to have to learn to live with pain and overcome it, or take a handful of pills like I did every day. I was taking Aleve and Motrin and ibuprofen and constant heartburn. It was just one big pain sandwich.
And then the Willow MD arrived after I ordered it, and I strapped it onto my knee. And first thing I noticed was it was an absolutely pleasant sensation while I had it strapped on there. It makes it feel like the joint inside it is vibrating. The inside of the Willow looks like a suntanning bed, if you will. But this is actually laser technology that is doing it, and based upon whatever your setting is, which you have acute and three levels of chronic, will attack your pain. And I don't know how it does it. You can go to the website from my website on the banner and find out how it does it. I don't know how it does it. But it does work. And my workouts are getting a little more robust. My condition is improving. When I push myself away from a weight machine where it used to just kill me, it doesn't kill me anymore. I occasionally have the twinge, and I can live with the twinge. Because this is pain mitigation. It's not going to cure my knee, I don't think, but it is making my knee feel better, and I don't have to swallow a handful of pills every day. I'm back down to my one blood pressure medication a day. And as I continue to lose weight, if I get healthier, if I quit smoking and everything else, maybe I can throw that away too. But I had to be enabled to do it, and the Willow is what's making that happen, because I use it on my shoulder, which has been restricting my range of motion as far as being able to lift and do things a little heavier. That's going away. My left hand is basically done. I mean, it's basically back to normal, making fists and everything else with it. I couldn't make a fist for months. I couldn't grip something with a firm grip. If I shook somebody's hand, it hurt. The right hand is coming along. I can make a fist with it, but it's still sort of tender. It still sort of hurts. But I treat everything with it, and it's working. And I think I'm trying to make a deal with these guys to where if you go from the website to them and order one of these things, I'm going to try to get you free shipping. Now, these things, they're not, as far as an individual thing, they're not the cheapest things in the world. They're $600. But I don't have to worry about rotting my stomach out now. And I can stand up, and some things are worth money. And for those of us that, that are hitting our 50s and 60s and want to remain active, that counts for something. Now I don't have to go to the VA to get more pain medication. I don't want to have arthroscopic surgery. There's a lot of things I don't want to do, and the Willow is making it where that is going away. I don't have to worry about that anymore. But it is called the Willow MD. There's a banner right there on top of the website, depending on which browser you use. If you don't see the banner, go to Willow MD and tell them I sent you and see if you can get free shipping out. Save some money. Plug it up. Let it charge. And then pick your most painful joint and strap that thing to it and let it go. Read a book for 25 minutes. You're going to be immobile for 25 minutes and let it treat itself. Let it treat you, rather. Let it do its work. Don't move. Let it do its work and stand up. After two or three treatments, you're going to notice an absolute difference in what you were feeling. And that's a great part of it. I'm going to get somebody on the show to tell you more about it technically, though. I'm telling you, it makes me feel great. I'm going to tell you why it makes you feel great. What it's doing with those lasers, it's bouncing around in your joint. What that marvelous sonic vibration is doing to your joint. That it's almost worth the price of that just because of how good it feels. But go to the banner, give it a click. Give it a click. Don't cost nothing to look. Might decide you want to get rid of some pain. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about a dubious police tactic that has come to light. By and large, I support law enforcement. However, some of the stuff that law enforcement is doing right now is flying in the face and is making my faith look misplaced. law enforcement is on the side of right, so they shouldn't have to stoop to these levels to get something done. And they shouldn't have to gear up like they're going into, Afghanistan to get out on patrol. Because when it's all said and done anyway, they're not going to be the ones keeping law and order. We're the ones that do that for them. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
All right, welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. A very dubious police tactic has come to light in which officers use falsified information in order to gain consent to search private properties without a warrant. Officers in Durham, North Carolina, have apparently discovered they can create the legal pretext for a search by lying about calls to 911 that never actually took place. The tactic is apparently legal and commonplace, according to an officer's sworn statements. WTVD-TV.com explains a Durham police officer admitted under oath that he lied in order to gain entry to a home and to serve an outstanding warrant.
During the court hearing last May, court officials said he told a district court judge that it was common practice within Durham's police department. He said he knocked on a resident's door claiming police had received a 911 hang-up call, but it never happened. That tactic was pervasive enough in Durham that the Durham police chief issued a department memo immediately calling for its disuse. Coming from Jose L. Lopez Sr., the chief of police, it has recently been brought to my attention that some officers have informed citizens that there has been a 911 hang-up call from their residents in order to obtain consent to enter for the actual purpose of looking for wanted persons on outstanding warrants. Effective immediately, no officer will inform a citizen that there has been any call to the emergency communication center, including a hang-up call, when in fact there was no such call. Now, Chief Lopez deserves some credit for putting an end to this. But it's a troubling admission. This is one of these situations that would qualify as an unreasonable search, which is prohibited under the Fourth Amendment. And, you know... yeah, these guys, I swear. Recently, there's a little town in Illinois called Livingston, population 850. And they woke up, or they were just sitting around, and they were shocked to see agents from Homeland Security, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, and local police agencies swarm a field belonging to a grade school. One local told KTVI, with all their armored trucks started when they all started showing up and everything, it made me kind of nervous. One child said he thought the spectacle was pretty cool and that agents invited the local children to check out the choppers up close, despite the presence of weapons inside the helicopters. Not too long ago, a SWAT agent, SWAT team member, was demonstrating stuff to children, and a child managed to get his hand on this officer's gun inside the retention holster and pull the trigger on the gun, making the gun fire. I don't think these guys heard that story. The school superintendent said he was not given any information about the operation beforehand, despite authorities using school land as a staging ground. The U.S. Attorney's Office refused to release any information on the purpose behind the operation. Originally, this operation was a mystery, although subsequently it emerged that the school was being used as a staging ground for a raid on a house 3 miles away. Authorities refused to divulge the purpose behind the raid or if anyone was taken into custody. Does anybody here look at this occurring and see a Third Amendment violation here? The actual raid was carried out by 10 police cars, and the Black Hawk and the armored vehicles were merely on standby. This was all to conduct a raid on a single home. They weren't attacking a block. Now, authorities routinely stage unannounced drills, often in the middle of the night, which terrifies startled residents. Critics have asserted that Americans are being conditioned to accept military-style policing as a routine occurrence. The other day I had a Chinook fly so low over the house that I could hear the rotor wash. That's pretty low. Last time I heard rotor wash like that, I was actually hooking something to the underside of a Chinook. I mean, it was hovering arm's length over my head, and I was standing on top of a Humvee. We were going to do a sling load. I'm not overly concerned with it because flying over versus... One thing about aircraft of any kind is one of the inherent dangers of aircraft is crashing. And if they were to employ aircraft against us in such a way, they can be shot down. they can be shot down. Small arms is the worst, biggest fear they would have, because we don't have RPGs yet. Now, most of this equipment that they were employing, these armored cars and everything else, this is commonly... Counter-terror operations versus anti-terror operations are two different things. Counter-terror is very lightweight, very fast. Think SEAL Team 6 in Abbottabad, whatever it was called. Think that. That's counter-terror. Anti-terror is something else altogether. Anti-terror, you're coming in a little more heavy. And hence the use of armored cars and such. Recent ACLU investigation into the police militarization decried the fact that American neighborhoods are turning into war zones as SWAT tactics become more brutal, causing an increase in deaths and injuries and property damage. Back in May, one of them let this slip. Indiana Police Sergeant Dan Downing admitted that the militarization of domestic law enforcement was partly to deal with returning veterans who are now seen as a homegrown terror threat. A local Fox affiliate reported the cops are now armed for war against such threats. Oh, gosh. What kills me about these guys is they do this, and they're out there telling all this stuff. And, you know, if this were a military operation, you would never telegraph your capability. You would never do it. They know what you got coming at them when you show up on their back porch. That's how they find out. You don't find out about it in staging events or something like that. And let's talk about the staging event. If I wanted to draw a bunch of guys into a kill box, that's exactly what I would do. I would call in a SWAT team. And I would put people out, and when I knew where they were, I would concentrate my force there. And as they were, as they're milling about and showing off the equipment and saying, "Hey, kids, come over here and grab the yoke on this Blackhawk," I might decide to start taking some of them out and demoralize them and then vanish. When you see things like that, don't look at it and say, "Well, wow, that's so overwhelming." Look at that and say, "Wow, they're so close together." And if they're getting out of the vehicle and walking around, stretching, taking their little bump helmets off and everything else, well, walking, talking silhouette. That's the way to look at it. We'll be right back on Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Never buy the wrong mount optic or accessory again. From 22 to 50 cal, Mounting Solutions Plus has the right accessories for your precision shooting needs. Mounting Solutions Plus will aim you in the right direction with knowledgeable support and quality products from Magpul, Aimpoint, EOTech, Night Force Plus, much more. They can even support your local gun shop with a no minimum dealer program. Go to MountPlus.com today and use checkout code RADIO to get 10% off your entire purchase.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Going to the phones, John in Austin, yes, sir.
Morning, Bill.
Yes, sir.
You know, I've seen firsthand the feds lie, no other way to put it, to get warrants, to stretch out the truth a little bit and do these things. And, of course, you know, an officer of the law can lie to you, but if you lie to an officer, it's a thousand, and a fed, it's a 1001. It's a federal charge. You see what I'm saying?
I do. I'm waiting to start seeing cops going down because they lie under oath.
Hard to do.
But it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. No, but look who's heading the DOJ, and that sets the tone.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric Holder, my God. You know, and they'll take an officer down, provided it's in somebody's political best interest. They'll sacrifice, the FBI eats its own. And they'll sacrifice somebody from another agency without even blinking. You know, they paid out $100 million, I think it was 2012, for wrongful, accusations and charges being filed.
Right.
And, you know, I've seen the tactics. I've been subject to the tactics. And, you know, they want me to give up my gun? I don't think so. Because this whole militarization, thinking they're in Fallujah, coming in and hitting people in the middle of the night, no knock warrants, you know, is wrong, Bill. Is wrong.
Well, it
and 90% of the time, unnecessary.
With the way they're, you know, as far as the no-knock warrant is concerned, I can see where they would do it if they're going up against a very violent person, say a Chris Dorner out of California. I could see a no-knock warrant being served on him. As far as the destruction of the other thing they say it's for is to prevent the destruction of evidence, and as in the case of drug pushers. But I don't know how many drug pushers are going to be poised by the toilet in the middle of the night.
Right.
Dumping their stash. So that sort of takes away some of that credibility when they claim that. But all these little toys and everything they're bringing to it, I mean, they're giving a very bad message to America. And at the same time, there's a segment of America like me that looks at that and says, okay, go ahead and congregate. Be my guest.
Well, I mean, they don't, you know, it used to be like, I've seen an officer, they cruise down my street every now and then, and I'll wave if I'm working. And they just look at you. You know, they just glare. You know, especially the young ones with the bald heads and all worried up. You know.
Now, I got a bald head now. Let's not be cracking too much on the bald heads.
You're coming by yours naturally. They're shaving.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
And, you know, you're not doing roids and, you know, whatever. And these guys got this attitude thing rolling, you know, and I've had them stop by here and they, you know, act all, is that a bulletproof vest hanging up there? Yes, it is. Well, have you had a background in it? And I said, you see that plaque hanging on the wall? Why don't you walk over there and read it? You know, and it's a commendation. And they come back and say, we're sorry, sir. You know, kind of thing. And so, at least I, having been in the club, so to speak, gives me a little bit of parity or on the same footing with these guys, so to speak. But Bill, right now, you know, and I know you weren't talking about the border thing, but I'm going to try to tie it in with all this. You know, years, about 6, 7, 8 years ago, had the Minuteman thing in Arizona and New Mexico, where they were trying to spot, you know, act as spotters for, Border Patrol and everything. And they received so much grief and so much, bad publicity, unwarranted, much of it. And, now, with what's happening on the border, and I mean, it's 2.5 hours from my front door to the bridge in Eagle Pass. Okay? And what no one's talking about, in about 5 weeks, all these kids are gonna need to be put in school.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
so, children of America, go get your scabies vaccinations.
Well, I mean, you know, Bill, it's not even, that's one aspect of it. The other is how much resources we're going to have to pull into these kids. What kind of violence is that going to create in the school? You know. And because they're going to have to use every available seat to get these kids placed.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and the crime rates are going to go up and everything. It's just so bad. And if you want to go to the border, you know, I'm at the point now that we have the right as citizens to go to the border. If the feds ain't going to do it, if the state ain't going to do it, then we can do it. We are the government. We are, this is our country. We need to go stand on the border and do what we need to do. All
right? Right.
And to think you can go down there unarmed is stupid. I mean, it's folly. It's asking, you know, to get killed. And, you know, Bill, I don't know what to do. I mean, it's the kind of thing, you know, you go down to the border and because you're protecting your country, you're protecting your family, you're protecting your kids. That's what it boils down to in my mind.
Right.
I don't know how you feel about it or how others feel about it, but that's really where it boils down. That's where the rubber hits the road in my mind.
Well, I mean, there's so many things that are coming with those kids across the border. We've got a lot of MS-13 members where they're using the Nogales, Arizona, I believe it is. That's their main pickup point for MS-13 now from all the young teenage enforcers that are coming across the border. They're showing up, and they'll go out, and they'll go to whichever their city is in. And how do we even know who these relatives are that are coming to pick these kids up? You know, we don't know anything about these people. We don't know anything about the people showing up. And it almost seems like the president wants us to you know, I'm going to get you one way or the other, either with some disease that's been long eradicated or crime. So,
but I tell you what, he pulled this card out of his hat, and we ain't talked about Benghazi. We're not talking about...
Oh, yeah, it's very much a... It's a distractive crisis, but it's as much of a crisis now as any of the other real crises out there, as far as I'm concerned, with what he's got going on.
It need to be a crisis. I mean, you can play this out. As long as he has the Border Patrol and the agencies involved in protecting the border, doing paperwork and paid leave and all this other stuff, and won't allow citizens to take control, won't allow the state to take control, okay? You know, because our entry points, from where I work there, you have Laredo, you have Eagle Pass, you have Coronado, okay, Presidio, and then El Paso, okay? And the Gulf Coast Cartel runs to La Plaza, the entry points, Eagle Pass, Clamato.
Well, I'm about to run out of time.
Sorry, Bill.
Not a problem. I just didn't want to cut you off when the music started. It is a giant issue that nobody's addressing, and it is, to a certain degree, a distraction. And this guy needs, we need a scorecard to keep up with him. I think Magnum has something he needs to get from you before you hang up, but thanks for the call. Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't you see me? It's so easy to believe it.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
GEVITY, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
All right. As we get ready to go away on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Denver. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, Bill, just real quick. I dig your show. I think you're doing a great job and keep it
up.
Well,
thank you.
I wonder if people forgot that George Bush in 2008 signed a North American Union Agreement. And maybe part of why all these people are here is there's going to be some crisis and they're going to say, okay, well, we can't protect the border, so we're just going to get rid of it.
Yeah, Bush, I look at Bush and I don't think of, when I'm looking at Bush, I don't get this warm, fuzzy feeling, that I'm sure there's a lot of people that miss him right now in the middle of this particular, administration, but he was never exactly what I would have called Reagan-esque.
Right. Global-est.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories that they've bought large parcels of land in South America over these huge reservoirs, I believe the Guarini one, in the name of his daughters, you know. Here you go, daughter, here's a 100,000-acre tract over a big, big reservoir for you.
Yeah, so there just may be more to the border crisis than meets the eye.
Yes, the border crisis is, you know, Bush, I mean, the Republicans in the 90s, they had control of everything. And then when Bush ascended to the presidency, we had it all, and they did nothing about the border. The border has always been an issue, and they did nothing about it. So
when they come for your gold, what do you give them? Lead.
Let me ask you a question now. Are the roads in Denver paved?
Oh, yeah. Even down where we recalled the gun grabbers.
Is it Pueblo, like Colorado Springs? Isn't the Pueblo district Colorado Springs? I just didn't know you guys were still riding around in horse and carriages on rutted dirt roads.
Yeah, the Colorado Springs has 440,000 people in the Air Force Academy. So these guys, before they speak, probably want to do a little Google search.
Well, you know.
Pueblo's a little rural, but it's still, you know, they got 7-Elevens, McDonald's, and people wear shoes. So
internet access?
Internet access. Hi, you know, even not
mobile
even
phone towers?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Wow.
So
aren't they moving up?
Keep passing the laws, and we'll keep recalling you.
How are the now where you're at on the ground? How are the people reacting that you know that actually know about what Bloomberg said?
Oh, they just ignore it. Seriously.
Yeah.
D.C. and New York are not only geographically but mentally so far away from here. I don't think people pay much mind. The ones that watch TV get upset.
Oh.
But people that think for themselves, they just like, oh, whatever.
Is Hickenlooper in trouble there?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he's in trouble, and we've got a semi-establishment candidate, though, who was a farmer.
Right.
So, I mean, Beaupre is a pretty good guy. I've met him at a rally before. He's decent. He's still establishment, which they all are. But, yeah, I don't think Hick's coming out of this one. People started calling him Chicken Looper, so.
That's what about the state Senate?
State Senate, it's paid for Cory Gardner, you know.
Okay.
Switched his policy to get in good, and then Beaupre actually stepped down from Senate to let Gardner run, which was a backdoor deal, and the people that know that are just like, oh, God, it's the same everywhere.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. I don't think most people are paying that much attention. We had a 17% turnout for the primary.
Right.
Which is just ridiculous. So they're either turned off or they're out of touch.
Well, they need to. I hope the grassroots picks it back up, because you guys did some great stuff in Colorado recently. And you proved something I've said all along. You can't buy grassroots.
You can't, no. And if you start taking food or guns, then
you're buying something else that you can't really afford to pay for.
That's exactly right. So let's hope it doesn't go that way.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
All right, thanks for the show, buddy.
Yes, sir, thank you for the call. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
The caller that just got off prompted me to call because I wanted to clarify a couple of things. First of all, it was 2005 that Bush, Harper, and Vicente Fox signed the partnership. Literally, whether we want to believe it or not, unifying Canada, Mexico, in the United States. And yes, that is why these people are coming in, along with something else. You know, it's intentionally overwhelming our economy and our entitlement system. But what I wanted to let you know and make people aware of, have you ever heard of the Bush Scroll?
No, sir, I can't say as I have.
Well, and I think it was 2007 or 8, the Temple Institute, the Sanhedrin, actually presented George W. Bush with something called the Bush Scroll, written on lambskin, Bill, and they don't do this lightly. This is something they take very serious. They actually addressed him as the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Now, it sounds outrageous, but they called him what he is.
Right.
He's the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. And if you understand Bible at all, it wasn't an honorable scroll that they presented to him. They may have meant it well, but it was telling the world, anyone that would listen, exactly what's going on here. These individuals, these immigrants, these illegal immigrants that the news are calling migrants.
And refugees.
But they're being brought into this country to economically overwhelm it. And if you look at the inscription on the Statue of Slavery in New York Harbor, send us your poor, your weak, your huddled masses yearning to be free. Nowhere does it say that they're going to set them free. They're going to enslave them and everyone else that allows them to do so. That's where we're at.
Well, I'm looking at Cloward and Piven.
I'm sorry, you're looking at what?
I'm looking at the old Cloward and Piven doctrine that they brought to New York, that they are trying to overwhelm the system to make it crash.
Well, that statue was offered to other countries that turned it down because the Indians, and I don't mean the American Indians, the Indians understood what it was. It's a Trojan horse, Bill. You know, you don't build a great country by telling the world to send us your poor, weak, huddled masses. You know, the sick. And that's what it's come to now. It's actually an operation. I've been trying to get people to understand this. You're watching, folks. Operation Minerva. Minerva was the goddess of war. And that's who is standing in New York Harbor. That's not Lady Liberty. That's Minerva. And it's before our eyes, and because it sounds so ridiculous, we refuse to believe it. So don't believe me. Look at what I'm saying. Google the Bush scroll. You'll see that it's true, and no one wants to talk about it.
Food for thought. Thanks for the call, John.
Bye.
Don't be such a stranger. The border crisis is not necessarily such a crisis as far as... it's a crisis for the United States. It's an invasion of the United States. This is all my opinion, of course. And there's nothing more to it than that. And this is, this is so Obama the Almighty can consolidate power. This is why the border has got to be sealed. The border has got to be sealed. If they want to reform immigration, that's fine. How come it is so hard for a European with a college degree to come over here? And we want to take all these low, unskilled, uneducated laborers here. And that's so they can become wards of the state. That's all it's all about. Because eventually they would like for all of us to be wards of the state. And the only thing that's keeping that from happening is the fact that we don't want to be wards. Which, it's sort of cool to be in that demographic. I do like it. We'll do this again in about 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.